Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janay from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like $1 million. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Monday, the entire store is 50% off. Plus, get 60% off all sweaters, all outerwear, and all sleepwear. Run to Old Navy this weekend.
Valid 12/18 to 12/21. In stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, consumables, and beauty.
Our Score Holiday broadcast is brought to you by Lover's Lane and Under Armour Brand House at 600 North Michigan, where all the action is today. And right now, caller 5 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $50 Lover's Lane gift card. Use it in-store and online at loverslane.com.
Cubs fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. With the new acquisition of Todd Frazier, the White Sox are approaching this offseason a lot like they did last. And as many have called for a total rebuild over the last few years, GM Rick Hahn today says if it made sense for them, they would do it.
I don't think there's any sort of, a zealot-like belief that we have to go all in every season. There's a dogmatic mandate from above saying we have to do everything in our power to win and win now, regardless of what assets we have under control or where the division sits or any other ancillary factors that go into evaluating your chances to win.
Hahn on with Spiegel and Goff today. The Sox gave up Micah Johnson, Trace Thompson, and Frankie Montas to the Dodgers to make that deal happen. Also in baseball, the Rangers have announced a one-year signing of Justin Ruggiano. Rajay Davis has signed with Cleveland. Blackhawks will take on the Edmonton Oilers tonight at the United Center. Corey Crawford will get the start in net. Ryan Garbutt is going to come back. He'll play after being a healthy scratch in the last few games. Practice for the Bears today ahead of the game Sunday against Minnesota. And Pernell McPhee was limited in practice, but he did participate. Sherrick McManus again sitting out with a concussion. And for Alshon Jeffrey, he was feeling sick today, so he sat out as well. And we've got football on the Score tonight. The Rams will take on the Buccaneers. Our broadcast starting at 7. Give your home the gift of big savings this year. Hurry in today for great Christmas deals on all of your holiday home improvement needs. 670 weather, partly cloudy overnight, low of 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 33. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670, The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
Regulator! Mount up! We're caught!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL Draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of party!
breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The last regime screwed them in terms of free agency in the draft. They got to rebuild this thing from the bottom up.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Back at 204 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein. Football still exists, and we talk it on Thursdays.
He's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. You read his work on Bleacher Report, and you hear him now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Matt Miller.
Hello, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, are the Panthers good? And if so, how good are they?
They're pretty good. I don't think they're, you know, like the favorite to win the Super Bowl right now. I don't know what Vegas says. They wouldn't be my favorite to win the Super Bowl. I think they're talented. I also think some of their weaknesses could be exposed against a team like New England, a team like Arizona, maybe even Seattle, just because of what those teams can do from a matchup perspective. But I think they're really good. And what's difficult is, at least I know I have personally, I've really like kind of underrated them the last 3 years. It seems like I'm just always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Just be like, yeah, you know, their record's really good, but. And at some point, you just have to say, like, it's a really dang good team. And Cam Newton is just so hard to defend. And when you have I think their defensive line is really underrated. But then you have Luke Kuechly and the linebackers that they have. And you have Josh Norman, who's playing fantastic. They're a really sound team at every level.
And I really think, I know people don't like Cam Newton because of the celebrations and a lot of stuff that goes on, but he does make them difficult. And his passing, you know, efficiency rating isn't great. His completion ratio isn't great. But you know what? He's tough to stop. I don't care if he's throwing the ball, running the ball. And he seems to have a great, in his mind, exactly which one is best to do when they get near the goal line.
Yeah, I think he's like the poster boy for that athletic quarterback. And if you think about like the true athletes, like quarterback that have been drafted over the past 5 or 6 years, like he's the only one who's really playing well. And that's really a testament to his work ethic and the coaching that he's had and the patience that the Panthers have had with him. And he's really come into his own this year. And, you know, even over the past several weeks here, he's just been on a hot streak, I think, since the Green Bay game, really. Like, he's almost been unstoppable. And, you know, it's not always – he doesn't always do it with big passing yardage.
Nope.
Sometimes he does. You know, he's mm-hmm. threw 5 touchdowns twice in the last 4 weeks. But he just finds a way to beat you. And you know what? I think we're in a point where, like, none of us really knows what the future of quarterbacking is after Tom Brady – and Peyton Manning and Drew Brees and those guys, it might be Cam Newton because it's that, you know, I might not throw for 400 yards every week, but I'm just going to find a way to beat you. And, you know, Jameis Winston's kind of doing the same thing down in Tampa right now.
Well, we've become such slaves to passer efficiency rating, and the problem is that it's too often described as quarterback rating, and people in sort of a facile way just look at that number when it really is about the efficiency of your passing that's only a piece of the quarterbacking puzzle each game.
Yeah, exactly, and I think it's tough, too, and something that comes up when, like, with my job with scouting is, you know, a quarterback throws the ball 2 yards, the receiver runs at 78, the quarterback gets credit for 80 yards. You know, so it's like you can't look at it that way. And whether it's the QBR or the NFL passer rating, they don't fully encompass all the things that go into playing quarterback. And I just don't think that you can ever assign a number value to how well a quarterback's playing in it and not have some holes in it. You know, like there's going to be something that doesn't work. And so with Cam, you know, I'm not a big fan of quarterback wins. You know, I hate it when mm-hmm. they do the, you know, 13-0 versus 11-2.
Mm-hmm. Like, yep.
Don't do that. It's a team sport. So there's no one true way to define how great he is other than maybe just handing him that MVP trophy in a couple weeks.
All right, quarterbacks and scouting, something we discussed earlier in the week. Here comes A.J. McCarron. And we talked a lot about him when we thought that the Bears might be interested in finding a quarterback. And this is a guy who you like and watching in college because he runs largely a pro-style offense. And you can see if he can make some of those throws. He's brimming with confidence. He's bringing up Wally Pipp in some sort of good spirits,
good
I
luck.
Guess, when it comes to supplanting Andy Dalton. But what did you see in the brief glimpse? And what does the future hold for McCarron and any Bengals hope?
You're right. He is confident. I actually talked to one of his teammates this week, you know, just like, hey, how do you think you guys will do with McCarron? He's like, well, he's confident we're going to keep winning. And I was like, well, of course he is. He's one of the most confident players I've ever met. So I love that about him. Now, as a quarterback, I don't think he has a great arm, and I think that showed up at Alabama too. You know, he can throw the deep ball, but he doesn't throw with a ton of velocity, and I actually think that got him into a little bit of trouble when he came in last week with two interceptions. Just, you know, he sees it, but he can't get it there fast enough, and that's going to be an issue for him. And not having Tyler Eifert as that up-the-seam target, that safety valve, is also going to be a big issue, because I think that would really, really help with what he can do. But he's an in-the-pocket passer with a little bit of ability to move and make plays on the scramble. He is smart, and he'll take what's given to him. One of my big complaints about him before the draft was I felt like he was kind of a robot. Like, he would take whatever the coaches told him to take, but he didn't gamble down the field. There weren't a whole lot of creative, explosive plays. He was just, you know, I hate to say a system quarterback, but he was really a system quarterback. Now, that might actually help them in the NFL, because great coaching there in Cincinnati. Hugh Jackson can say, do this, do that, do this, and it's going to work, because they have so many athletes out at wide receiver.
You know, I was thinking this while listening to you. Every year it happens, and nobody thought that was what was going to happen with the draft last year ended up happening. The first two picks would be quarterbacks, just because people are crazy, and there's going to be more of them crazy and lusting when we get to this year's draft, Matt. I mean, is there any candidate that teams are going to end up lusting over that plays quarterback? Is there anybody out there you'd say, because I know some of them aren't ready to come out yet, they're too young and all the other stuff. Is there anybody out there? Because if there is, you know, somebody will come lusting.
Somebody's going to go shooting up the board just because he's a quarterback.
Yeah, you know, I could see it. I could make a case for Jared Goff or Paxton Lynch with people, like you said, just falling in love and, you know, freaking out like, hey, we got to get a quarterback. We got to figure this out, you know, and doing something like that. Now, the way the draft order is right now, it's kind of weird because, you know, you start to look at, okay, who would it be? You know, is Cleveland going to give up on Johnny Manziel? We'll know in 3 weeks. And they're sitting there at pick number two right now. Well, maybe they would go ahead and do it. Or number three, excuse me, right now. Maybe they would do it. But, you know, after that, you got San Francisco at six. They could probably just stay there at number six and get one of the quarterbacks, because unless you know, feel like someone's going to trade up ahead of you. And then after that, you got Dallas at seven, maybe New Orleans at nine. And then you guys are sitting at pick number 10, the Chicago Bears. So there's not like that one team where you could circle them and be like, yep, they're going to go get a quarterback, because even Cleveland, they have the Manziel option. Blaine Gabbert hasn't been great in San Francisco, but he's been good enough that you could probably play him for another year. You know, Dallas, eventually they're going to have to draft a young quarterback, but it might not be the first round. Same for New Orleans. And in Chicago, Cutler's had his best year in a really long time. So there's not that one team. You know, the two teams that would make the most sense, as I just had this light bulb moment, would be the St. Louis Rams, because I think there's going to be some pressure there for them to win, and also the Houston Texans, because I see a team in Houston. I think they're actually really close to making a run, and maybe not being a Super Bowl team, but making a good run. They're just a quarterback away. So if Bill O'Brien, you know, can identify a quarterback he can work with in this class, you're not going to trade them 17-2 to draft a quarterback. You can't give up that many picks, but definitely a team that would be looking at these quarterbacks pretty hard.
Well, based on a full body of work and what you understand about coaching and lack thereof, if Colin Kaepernick were in this draft as a draftable player, as is, where would he rank in your quarterbacks?
Oh, wow. I would probably take him fourth, behind Goff, Lynch, and Carson Wentz at North Dakota State. And part of that is, honestly, I swear to God, a big part of that is I don't know that I would want the attitude. You know, like, if you're going to come in and have to be taught from the ground up, and I really think that he needs to kind of accept his faults, and maybe he has, and be willing to actually make changes instead of just, you know, instead of lifting weights and posting Instagram pictures, like actually make some changes to your game. I think the younger guys maybe don't have his athletic upside, but they're going to be more willing to work. And that's a big part of the factor for me. You know, a lot of these guys, and I know we've talked about it before, they go from being a stud in high school to a stud in college to an early draft pick, and they've never had any adversity to overcome, and they've never had to improve. They were always just good enough. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to evaluate, and the biggest reason guys fail is because they've never had to improve. They've never had to take coaching. They've never had to change the way they play the game. And I think with Kaepernick, that's a big part of it. You know, he's worked with every quarterback expert in the world at this point, and nothing has changed. In fact, it's gotten worse. So that would be a pretty big reason for me to stay away from him.
The Niners insist they're not done with him. Is that a lie?
I think that's a lie. Yeah, I don't know how you could keep him. At his salary, I mean, I know it's a year-to-year thing, but there's no way I would keep him around with that deal just because you like the guy or because you sell a lot of jerseys. I can't see that happening. And I think right now is the time where you could say, yeah, we like the guy, but do you like him for almost $16 million? Because that's what he gets next year, and it's fully guaranteed. So I think right now is when you can say that you want to keep him and hope and pray that some team will panic and trade you for him, even though with that contract it would be pretty hard to do. But that's what I see. And I haven't talked to a lot of people in San Francisco because they're having their own issues, and I think there's some people nervous about their jobs, so they're not going to run and talk to the media right now.
Right.
But I would be very surprised if Trent Baalke and those guys want that contract and that kind of negativity hanging around this locker room. I mean, that was a big thing for them this year, was winning with class and getting away from the negativity and, you know, fixing that locker room that was so, so bad last year. So keeping Kaepernick just points in all the wrong directions.
Saturday has a slate of 6 bowl games, so that's 12 teams. Anybody that you are scouting Saturday?
Yeah, surprisingly. Yeah. You know, Utah has a lot of really good players. So Devontae Booker at running back, you know, kind of like a young Matt Forte, you know, great receiver out of the backfield, a physical runner. So I'll be watching them take on BYU. Now, I mean, BYU is just always a really good, sound team on defense. So that's a good test for Utah. Louisiana Tech has quite a few draft prospects. Jeff Driscoll, their quarterback, was at Florida for a while. He really had a good year this year. Vernon Butler, their defensive tackle, is really talented. I have him in the top 55 or 60 players this year. They have a good running back, Kenneth Dixon, who I actually compared him to Thomas Rawls before Thomas Rawls kind of blew up. You know, shorter guy, but just packs a punch. He's, you know, 5'9", 215, just a really, really hard runner. So there's a lot of good prospects. And the way the bowls worked out this year, there's a lot of good matchups. So even Arizona and New Mexico, Arizona has a junior receiver, Caleb Jones, who is really talented as well. So there's definitely someone to watch in every game.
You didn't really think Matt Miller was going to take a day off, did you, with 6 bowl games?
I'm not saying he's going to take a day off.
You want him to take a day off? You think he's resting? Is he sleeping?
Usually the first day of bowl games, you're not talking about
your elite-level
talent. But there's NFL players that are going to be running around out there.
Is
what I was just trying to get some names for you.
A lot of different places.
Matt, thanks as always.
Funny, guys. Yep. I'm actually taking 2 weeks off, but I'll still be here to talk to you guys. So,
well, and I'm actually out the next 2 Thursdays, so our paths will not cross for a while.
Well, I'll have a beer for you. How's that?
Oh, have several. Thank you.
Outstanding, Matt. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon.
Matt Miller of Bleacher Report at NFL Draft Scout, a great Twitter follow, always opinionated and quick to tell you what he's seeing as things are going on as well. We get the second half at 3:30 and more football stuff with Greg Gabriel at 4, Brian Billick at 4:40, and keep in mind that we have
Who You Crappin'
at 5 o'clock today. You are listening to The Score.
Can the Bears muster up a division win when they have a rematch with the Vikings? Could Robbie Gould get his mojo back? We've got all the storylines and breaking news leading up to game time, so you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. As if that Golden State-Phoenix game was going to end any other way than it did. Golden State, having their winning streak snapped, runs into Phoenix and hangs 128 on them. The Suns were playing the role of old Henry Tillman. You remember Henry Tillman? That's the dude who fought Mike Tyson after the Buster Douglas fight and got his head punched right off his shoulders. There was nothing the Suns could have done to win that game. I don't care if Phoenix reincarnated Chuck, Chambers, Nash, Thunder Dan, and Club Said, all in their prime, the Warriors were handing out a beatdown. But give the Suns credit for this. They did D up and they held Klay Thompson under 30. In the third quarter, dude filled it up for 27 in 12 minutes. Yeah, I think Golden State's going to be all right. Braun shows up a week from tomorrow. Between now and then, Golden State won't lose. They may not even miss. See you, Mans Gamers, on the 25th. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you tired of being so nice this holiday season? Then it's time to be a little naughty and go see the girls of Polecats Gentlemen's Club. Polecats is Chicago's most upscale club and a great place to watch all the exciting football action this season. Come and enjoy all the games in the company of Chicago's hottest women. Polecats features new, larger booths, a full liquor bar, and extensive menu. Polecats is the premier Chicagoland Gentlemen's Club, featuring over 150 beautiful women ready to dance and entertain you. With 18,000 square feet of space, Polecats is not a run-of-the-mill strip club. They're a Vegas-style nightclub with VIP rooms, champagne rooms, 9 projection screen TVs, and an amazing main floor and stage. Take some time to be naughty this holiday and visit the girls of Polecats. Polecats is a great place to have your client or office parties. Polecats is located at 7337 West 100th Place in the southwest suburbs. Visit online at polecatschicago.net.
Superfood.com.
All right, guys, here's your win-win for Christmas. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood plus the full-zip front. Whew, imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $60. You didn't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them Jason George Goff, the player, sent you.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Monday, the entire store is 50% off. Plus, get 60% off all sweaters, all outerwear, and all sleepwear. Run to Old Navy this weekend.
Valid 12/18 to 12/21. In stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, consumables, and beauty.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Monday, the entire store is 50% off. Plus, get 60% off all sweaters, all outerwear, and all sleepwear. Run to Old Navy this weekend.
Valid 12/18 to 12/21. In stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, consumables, and beauty.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And you got Boris and Bruce, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We started the show talking baseball because White Sox, Rick Hahn was on this station earlier in the day talking about what the White Sox are doing. And we were discussing as well what the White Sox are doing.
There were a bunch of calls that came in too, and then nobody wanted to go on the air. If you don't want to go on the air,
then don't call.
Don't call.
Don't bother us.
Don't bother the producers. Don't bother anybody. There is no reason to call a radio station unless you want your call to go up on the air. And if you need to start your phone call with the producer saying, tell those guys.
Yeah.
No. They're going to say, oh, yeah, I'll pass it along. They don't tell us anything. So understand if they say that they'll pass it along or they'll tell us, they're lying to you.
That's
and
not
we
true.
Want them
we
to.
We pass everything along.
We
you do? I must be missing it then.
Those index cards, I handwrite them.
Oh, hey. The index. That's what's on those.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
That went out of the trade secrets.
You keep running, having your pages run.
No, you know, the people that call, we didn't put them up, Dan, because we had a guest at 2.
Okay.
They called before the guest. They didn't want to wait during through the guest.
Oh,
which
see.
I don't mind. I mean, if I wouldn't wait either for 20 minutes.
Oh, no, okay. Usually some people call in and then they're like, I don't want to go on the air.
Oh, well, yeah, that happens every day. But some people just need to get their thoughts out to someone who can listen.
But nobody cares.
Well, I know I don't care, but I still...
you don't care.
I still listen, though.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'll never get that. I'll never get the idea of calling a radio station.
Just to call a radio station.
Just to say something to someone. I'm lonely and no one listens to me.
Oh, there's a reason for that.
Yes, exactly. There's a reason for that. You have earned that mantle. 312-644-6767 if you are one of those who had baseball or White Sox thoughts, because it's an interesting time of year as teams try to figure out how they can be what they're going to be and what the odds are of winning anything once they do that. I can't wait to see what Joe Sheehan has coming on the Cubs, because as I mentioned, he did his 30 teams in 30 hours, and he was smart this year because he screwed up last year because he ran out of gas and had to go to sleep, because he's, you know, you can't write like 1500 words or 2000 words on every team in 30 hours. So he outsourced some of it this year to some friends and other baseball writers who cover the team
overseas.
Outsourced it to
Pakistan. Yes, what did he do?
There's a call center in India that's handling the Joe Sheehan newsletter right now.
Well, they should be.
No, he had some friends do it for him to take some of the burden off of him. But he said the Cubs, apparently the Cubs were so significant or so different or so something as to merit special attention all their own in a long form piece. So I can't wait to see it and see what the conclusion may be. This is Mr. Pouty Pants on the White Sox discussion.
Yeah.
Said, I feel like people are assuming that if the Sox did a rebuild like the Cubs or Astros,
it would work.
That the Sox would keep their pitchers.
Yeah, they'd know. No.
Is the only way the Sox would do a total rebuild is if the first players they trade are Sale, Quintana, and Rodon. I don't trust the Sox to draft and develop position players. I do trust them to draft and develop starting pitching, including other teams' castoffs. Maybe it's possible to do this rolling rebuild the way they seem to be if they're starting pitching some of the best in baseball and they're all cost-controlled young studs. If that's the case, the Sox could spend whatever they can on power-hitting position players or trade from their glut of pitching, assuming they continue drafting them like they have. I just hope they don't middle the attempt to win. Either try to win within the next 4 years or trade everything they can and plan for 2020 and beyond. Chris is in Woodstock. He's on the Score. Hi, Chris.
Hey, so I'm not sure the coaching is all that it was built up to be, quite honestly.
What team? And
I'm sorry, the Bears.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with John Fox, but I have seen plays, and hear me out, please.
Anytime you say hear me out, it always ends up being a bad thought.
It's
not a bad thought. It's a dichotomy.
Do you know what that word means?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. John Fox has hired Vic Fangio and Adam Gase to be his coaches. Fine. And they keep playing these same plays where they'll do a screen pass or this or that.
I knew it.
And
I called
what
it.
I'm not sure about is, are they trying or are they idiots?
Okay. I've identified one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's get you updated on the Bears. How about
it? It's time now for the Bears Daily Update. Every Thursday is a Bears Day at PapaJohns.com. Order online to get 50% off regular menu price online orders with promo code BEARS. Hello, I'm Zach Sedman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
On the injury report, Bryce Callahan, quad, did not participate. Sherrick McManus, concussion, did not participate. Alshon Jeffrey, illness, calf, did not participate.
John Fox's Bears minus their two top nickel corners and their best wide receiver at today's practice. Adjusting to injuries, though, nothing new for Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase, but he can't help but wonder, what if?
I would have loved to see what Kevin could have done to help that group out. It's just unfortunate we've had as many injuries as we've had. Guys have done a great job of stepping up and filling in, you know, in the proper spots. And when Alshon's out there, he does a great job, and he makes us a different team. And now, you know, having Eddie back last week, it's just, you see those guys, they have some special talents, and when we get them all out there healthy, we'll see what we can become.
A reality that will likely not occur until next season. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. With the pickup of Todd Frazier yesterday, the White Sox have improved their offense, and for a team that desperately needs runs, manager Robin Ventura today says this is one way to do it.
So when we start looking at the pitching that we received and got last year, you know, we added some bullpen depth last year, and I think they responded very well throughout the season, and now you're seeing we need to, you know, make some improvements offensively in some position areas.
That is Ventura today. Meanwhile, Rick Hahn, on with Spiegel and Goff earlier today, did not rule out any further acquisitions. The Sox do appear to be looking for some outfield help. You can hear that interview, by the way, on 670thescore.com. Elsewhere, the Rangers have signed former Cub Justin Ruggiano for 1 year. Corey Crawford will get the start for the Blackhawks tonight against the Oilers. Here in Chicago, Ryan Garbutt has been a healthy scratch for the Hawks, but he is going to play tonight. Football on the Score tonight. The Rams will take on the Bucks, and we are going to have the broadcast at 7 o'clock. From family-sized Oreos and Edie's Ice Cream to Energizer products, Pete's Coffee, Crackers Ham, and more, you'll get sizzling savings on all your favorites with the MyMix Hot 20 from Jewel Osco. Download MyMix and clip today. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
Do a great job, by the way, when you take my place next week, Chris Ranji.
Why?
That's a good question. Can I get back to you on the answer?
I expect you to come armed with great sports thoughts to redefine.
That's not going
to
happen.
Why after 15 plus years
would he have them?
Would we start doing something good here?
No, I'm just expecting it. I think you're going to rise to the occasion to have this long form opportunity to be brilliant.
You know, I'm going to write out everything I'm going to say.
You Chet?
Is that what he does? No, who was it that we used to have that did that? There was a
Murph.
No. Oh, well, yeah, Merv.
But there was a long yellow pad of stuff.
She would have got him that far
who
enough.
Wrote out, like, stuff for a talk show?
Yeah, like, he would... He was like a weekend guy. And it was a few years ago.
Bloomberg?
I think it was, actually. That he would... Somebody told me that he was writing out... Because I think I saw a sheet of paper, and it was just completely typed out, and it looks like a term paper.
Like a monologue.
And I said, what is this? And I'm like, that was his show.
Wow.
Well, you do the same.
Yeah. I might. I'm going to have to, I guess.
Yes, cool. You are.
Here is there he is.
Yeah.
Now, this is not the Mike in Milwaukee. It is a Mike in Milwaukee on the score. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Fine.
Hey, what do you guys think of Yovani Gallardo possibly helping out the Sox? I think with his veteran leadership, he'd help out.
Who would help? Who would be helped by Yovani Gallardo's veteran leadership?
No, he's a proven winner, guys. No,
I'm asking who needs.
Yeah, I'm not worried about his veteran leadership. I'm just looking at him as a pitcher, part of your rotation. I wouldn't mind him. He's okay.
Well,
right?
I think he'd help us. I wouldn't say he's an ace. You know,
you can't say he's a two and a half win player.
Yeah, he's not an ace.
I would say he's a four, probably a three or four, guys.
Okay, that's one idea. Sam is on the score.
Still out there, isn't he? Bless him.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, jeez. I'm here. Hello there.
Don't stop saying you're here and talk.
I'm that Alex Gordon guy that keeps calling.
What? All right, whatever you are, you're not anymore. River North, Matt on WSCR.
This is really not good.
Hey, fellas. You know, I had a point about the White Sox. In the last 5 or 6 years, how come they've never addressed their bench? I mean, they've had one of the worst benches in baseball over that period of time with guys like Gordon Beck.
Right, do you know that for sure? Have you actually looked?
I think it cost them the division in 2000.
Have you actually looked metrically to see if that's true about their bench?
Well, that's not. To answer your question, no. But I just no.
Okay,
I
so let's, why don't we find out if it's true first before we ask what?
Well,
the,
look who they have coming off the bench.
Okay,
they have a guy as good as Chris Coughlin.
It's going to take time to actually look up the numbers and determine if that statement's true or not.
True, but who's their fourth outfielder?
Okay, this is. I ask for calls, you get calls.
How about making sure the guys in the field are good before you get to the bench?
Yeah, they had one of the all-time worst starting lineups, and he's worried about the bench?
Cost him the division.
Okay.
Because of Gordon Beckham.
No, they had J.B. Shuck coming through for you.
Yeah, they did. Powerfully built.
Leo in Naperville here on the score.
Massive.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You know, I get what Rick Hahn is saying. And for as bad as the Sox have been in drafting positional players, they have been equally spectacular in putting together a starting pitching staff. And Dan, you said, well, they have everything. They have the one thing that every team wants, and that's Chris Sale. Well, they also have Jose Quintana and Carlos Rodon, and they have all three of them locked up for at least the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, you can't even – next year they're going to pay those three guys about $16, $17 million in total. I mean, you think about the free cap space that they have with just that flexibility, those top three guys. So, yes, they got to piece together positional players through drafting, or at least through trading and free agents. But when you get, if you were to get to the playoffs, and that's kind of how it looks like they're trying to do. They're trying to put something together just to get to the playoffs. When you're in the playoffs, if you get to the playoffs, you have those three guys under the age of 26, and you have 4 years to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I think that's sort of what they're looking at here is making sure they don't waste the prime of this pitching staff.
Yeah, that's the only plan. That's what he said. That's the plan. The debate is, can they do that? Can you put it together? Because last year, you know, didn't work very well.
This is Joe. He's on the score.
Hello?
Yes, Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys, I'm curious. Dan, you read a letter from my listener some months ago about the Bears playing out their season. Basically, that they would have a flat start, and then they would kind of win a few games. They would possibly make some sort of bubble talk for playoffs, only to sort of wash out the final weeks of the season. And then in the last few games that are meaningless, we would sort of overcome our diminished season just to screw our draft picks. Are the Bears going to screw up our draft picks, or do we have a bigger risk of losing our offensive coordinators?
At number 10 right now, that's not exactly screwing up your draft picks.
Yeah, I'm not sure who you have in mind in the draft.
I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean.
I'm more curious if we lose our coordinators, though. Is that a bigger risk of talent or from a coaching position? Is there a risk there of those guys getting...
I'm not sure how you're linking one to the other. It was a sort of a long-winded way of asking two questions. I'm not sure. What are you asking?
What's the bigger risk to the longevity of the team? Is it our coaches going away or losing out on a draft pick?
I don't think necessarily either one.
Okay.
The head coach isn't going anywhere. And the difference between the 10th pick or something a little bit earlier, a little bit later,
doesn't
really make that much of a difference.
No. No.
Okay.
I think that they have an equal chance if it's 10, 11, 12, 3. I mean, it's been proven time and time again that some of those other picks that slip down, and you go, oh, I'd like to have that guy. And you get that guy. Sometimes you get lucky. Wasn't Kuechly, was he 9th or 11th or something, right? He wasn't a top 5 pick. Right now he would be, wouldn't he? I mean, you don't know what the hell's going on with this stuff.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we've got Greg Gabriel at 4. We've got Brian Billick at 4:40. We've got Who You Crappin' at
5. Busy back end.
And a lot more giveaways. We've got two $100 Under Armour gift cards to give away as part of our holiday broadcast, and we've got another $50 Lover's Lane gift card, so keep it here. You might win. You got the score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Up next for your 5-8 Bears, it's the start of a two-game road trip where the Bears will have a rematch with the Vikings. Can the Bears get another division win? Will Robbie Gould recapture his kicking mojo? Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score at 6-7ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janae from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks. We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Monday, the entire store is 50% off. Plus, get 60% off all sweaters, all outerwear, and all sleepwear. Run to Old Navy this weekend.
Valid 12/18 to 12/21. In stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, consumables, and beauty.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
And more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
CBS Mondays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Mondays, only CBS.
800.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That's been an interesting time taking phone calls on various subjects, as it often is on the Boers and Bernstein show. And well, the sun is making an appearance today in Chicago. It's finally seasonably cold and a little bit windy, but nice to have the sunshine, at least for a little bit, because we're getting close to the winter solstice, and after which the days will start getting longer. And Leon is getting
He's just full
Jim
of information.
Beecher, you're on the score. Hi, Jim.
Really just full of it.
Jim.
Hi.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, I'm kind of like thinking about something else here. But, hey, guys, I've been listening the last couple of days about your analysis about the White Sox and what they could do, what they maybe should do in terms of tearing it up, doing what they're
doing. All
right,
what's your thought, Jim?
My thought is this, and seemingly you guys have missed it, in that the White Sox body of work speaks for itself the last 7 or 8 years. And you got the same guys going to make those same decisions.
That's not true. They have a new director of scouting.
Okay. All right. So, other than that. Okay.
Well, that's a you have a new guy in charge of scouting.
That's the big difference.
So you got rid of Doug Lauman and brought in Hostetler. Okay. Cause for optimism. But other than that, you've got the same owner.
What's your point?
Yeah, what's
Jim,
your point?
What is your point? You're rambling all over the place.
My point is this, and I'll make it simple so that you can understand.
It's already too late for that.
Yes, you're past simple already.
You get different people in there with more acumen.
Who do you want to hire?
I really don't know who's out there.
Okay, who do you want to fire?
Kenny Williams, and if Reinsdorf doesn't have the balls to make a change there, then I wish we...
Kenny Williams is not involved in the day-to-day operation of the team.
Well, then, okay, we'll talk about Mr. Hahn.
What do you mean, talk about him?
What do you talk about him?
You just said talk about Mr. Hahn. You got all sorts of... It's like a word salad here.
Listen, it's a skill. It's an art.
Okay, so is talking, and you're bad at it.
Come on, and so are you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
So are you.
Okay, Jim, it's time
Goodbye, boys.
It's time to hang up, Jim. Hang up, Jim. Now, off into the field with you.
Somehow, I don't know what it is, but our visits from White Sox Nation never go well. I don't know. We were their home for 10 years. Or is it my imagination? They never go well. Do they?
Talking White
First
Sox.
Of all, they're thinking about something else.
Wait a minute. I'm thinking about something else.
That guy's
thinking
about?
Hold on. He calls a radio station and says, I was thinking about something else. Hey, what are you thinking about, you numbnuts?
Okay, I'm thinking about something else.
This day, everybody's holiday drunk. The Bears caller's like, I noticed they run the same play over and over again. And why do they do that?
I read a letter months ago. If I were a guy who's not involved in day-to-day decisions, what's not him? What? Them? It's Mr. Hahn.
Well, now that you pointed that out, I'm going to come up with somebody else and talk about this person. And Beecher. I love days like this. It's so entertaining. Sam is on the score next. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Good, Sam.
Hey, I'm trying to see if either one of you guys seen that E60 special about them kids playing soccer and getting cancer from that new artificial turf.
You know, I've seen multiple stories about it, and the science is still unsettled as to what you're talking about is the ground up tires in field turf and the microscopic particles that may be inhaled by players over time.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't know yet. There's no solid answers. There's a lot of correlation, but not necessarily proven causation.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of ironic, y'all. These kids playing at all of these goalies. But I think it's big money, the reason why it's not being looked at anymore
seriously. It is being looked at seriously, as I mentioned, and they have found correlation, but so far not necessarily causation.
Okay, that's all I want.
We're early yet, Sam. Yeah. Check with us later.
Yeah, it's early. And
although I don't have much later.
Look, believe me,
I don't have much in terms of later, but check in.
They installed field turf at my kid's school. And I was sort of concerned about it then when I was reading some of this stuff. Now, they're not out there rubbing their noses in it all the time like some of these soccer goalies are. But it's always of concern when you see any kind of disease like that and appear anomalously. And if you have similar kinds of cancers that are occurring in similar populations, what most of the people have said is it's certainly screaming out for further study.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are appropriately concerned.
Again, Sam, check back in.
Here's Brock in Bloomington. He's on the score.
Hey, gentlemen. This is more of a White Sox media type question than the players themselves. But I don't know if you know, but since they switched over from the Superstation, WGN and all that, Sox and even Cubs, the downstage is pretty much a rumor. You never know what channel these guys are on or if they're on at all because the Superstation doesn't exist anymore. And I don't know if they've done anything to address any of that for the upcoming season.
No. I have no idea.
There's a certain amount of games that GN buys, and that's it for the two teams. They're not what they once were because Comcast and... That deal, I don't think GN is going to step in and be able to get it through. Remember, GN is also like this nationwide power now.
But what he's saying is they don't put them on the superstation. There's two GNs.
Right.
There's the local GN and then there's the superstation.
Right.
But
right.
I don't think they care very much. And I think you'll be able to subscribe to MLB.com to get what you need.
That's a problem. It's blacked out on that, too. So it's a black hole in the central Illinois and probably a lot of areas, too. Iowa, I think I heard.
Well, you might have to move.
Have they announced anyone to replace Hawk Harrelson for the home games?
They are working on it.
Okay. Thank you.
I think
that should be far enough away,
by the way, they
shouldn't black you out on that.
They're making sure everybody from Bloomington drives. There's people three blocks away that won't go to the games.
I know. It's like, really? Seriously? I think you need to take a look at your technology. If you buy the baseball package, you should have the Cubs and White Sox games in Bloomington. It's not exactly like you get in the car and drive to either game with any frequency.
An email from homicidal homosexual who says, "Hello? Was there a Bears game last night? If so, I'm glad I missed it. Has there been a Bears offensive coordinator that hasn't drawn the ire of dumb Bear Nation for calling screen passes? I hate, hate, hate when fans criticize play calling in general, but especially screen passes. I'm pretty sure Peyton Manning and Tom Brady have run a lot of screen passes and short throws with great success. It's the execution, it's the personnel, it's not the call itself." I tend to agree with that assessment.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, this is not one of the mysteries of mankind about the Bears.
This is Daniel in St. Louis, and he's on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, hey.
Hey, I got to tell you guys, I'm a Cardinals fan.
No, you don't, because it doesn't matter.
Care. Who cares?
Nobody cares.
But, you know, I'm hearing all these White Sox fans, and their current situation kind of reminds me of the mid-2000s Cardinals, right after we lost that terrible NLCS to the Astros when they lost to the White Sox, because we got in a funk for a couple of years where we couldn't do anything at all because all we had was Pujols. And then we started acquiring young talent, young talent, young talent. And people wanted every front office person to go. I mean, there was people wanting Tony La Russa.
Boring.
Okay, where's this going?
Stay with the ship, I guess. I don't know, man.
Stay with the ship. Okay.
Boring.
I'll send that
You're
to my
boring,
friends.
Everybody.
My sailing
friends.
Quit
boring,
friends.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All your buddies down at the yacht club?
Yeah, my buddies at the yacht club. They're down there. Harold Dickman has a yacht.
Good for him. I knew he was looking forward to it. And Harold hasn't come out to any of our remotes, though.
No. But he's busy sailing.
But I mean, the Dickman family.
Even now, Dickman family is many tentacles.
Well, and also well-known in the sailing community.
Well-known in the sailing community. You get anywhere. Anywhere you go.
You find a Dickman.
With a yacht.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I will, I'll check in. I'll see if that's true.
Morris and Bernstein, we've got a giveaway coming up in just a little bit. It's going to be
giving me away
a $100 Under Armour gift card. That's a cool thing. Keep it here. That is very, very soon on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
With the year wrapping up, we're wrapping up deals at Sunrise Chevrolet this holiday season. Choose from $10,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. Get low lease payments on our most popular models, including the new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for just $179 a month with zero down. Wrap up the year with Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights or visit sunrisechevrolet.com. On select new models to qualify buyers, financing in lieu of rebates and incentives. Offer excludes tax, title, license, and dock fee.
Sea salt, buttery maple toffee, and walnut chunk. They're ridiculously good. How good? So good I ate the whole damn thing by myself, and I'm proud of it. But you don't have to take my word for it. Vermont Brownies is so extraordinary, it beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay from the Food Network. Surprise and delight your loved ones with some of the best brownies you'll ever taste. They're baked using farm-fresh ingredients. That's pure bliss in every bite. To order and save 10%, use code 2222. Your gift comes specially packaged with a free personalized gift card. So what are you waiting for? To give a sweet gift for under $20, use code 2222 at checkout at vermontbrownie.com. That's code 2222 to save 10% at vermontbrownie.com. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Hurry! This offer ends soon.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Bernadette Janay from Old Navy's design team. I love holiday parties, and nothing's better than going to those parties looking like a million bucks.
We've been perfecting your holiday looks all year. Our best-fitting jeans, sweaters, party dresses, plus fab accessories to polish them off. Guys will be huddling under the mistletoe just waiting for you to walk by. And Friday through Monday, the entire store is 50% off. Plus, get 60% off all sweaters, all outerwear, and all sleepwear. Run to Old Navy this weekend.
Valid 12/18 to 12/21. In stores only. Excludes gift cards, clearance, consumables, and beauty.
Give your home the gift of big savings this year at Lowe's. Hurry in today for great deals on all of your home improvement needs. Like 10% off select major appliances, $396 and more. Plus, get a DeWalt 20-volt drill for only $99. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up a Lowe's gift card so your special someone can get more of what they want this Christmas. Both offers valid 12/16 through 12/24. Drill offer valid on item 506-283 only while supplies last.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift bags.